Welcome to the opening press conference. My name is Julio Montaner. I'm the president of the International Society, co-chair of the conference. I'm also the director of the BC Center for Excellence in HIV/AIDS at Vancouver, Canada. I would like to start by making a few remarks. I will then proceed to introduce the members of the panel. Each one of them will be presented successively, and we'll be making a brief opening remarks, no more than 2 minutes. We will open the floor then for questions, and then we'll wrap up the press conference and move on to the second panel, where we will follow the same approach. The panelists are invited to stay after the full press conference, the two rounds of panels, so that if you want to do one-on-ones afterwards, that can be done. Most of the discussion will take place in English. One of our panelists will be addressing you in Russian, and I'm told number one in your headsets is English, number two is Russian. As you know, as we gather in Vienna today, we face a very significant challenge with regards to the global response against HIV and AIDS. 2010 was the deadline for universal access, and I think that it doesn't escape anybody the fact that we are nowhere near from delivering on the pledge of universal access. This was a commitment of the G8. The G8 has not delivered on that commitment, and they have really not explained to us what the next steps are going to be to correct this gap. This is a very serious deficit, both at a moral level, if you want, for the lack of delivery on a pledge, a long-standing pledge, but also at a humanitarian level because of the implications that this has for the 10 million people in the southern of the world that are in need of treatment. Let's rejoice in the fact that today we have treatments that work. We have shown that this can be done. We have over 5 million people on treatment, and therefore what we need is the political will to go the extra mile to deliver on universal access. But this is not just a humanitarian pledge. Data that was published from our group in particular earlier today in The Lancet will show that the more we treat, the more we prevent. And this is not just because it's biology 101. When you put somebody on treatment, you render them almost unable to transmit as long as they are appropriately treated. So data that was published earlier last month in The Lancet showed that in the heterosexual context, for example, there is a 90% reduction of HIV transmission when the infected member of the couple is on treatment. You also know that WHO and UNAIDS have called for elimination of mother or parental transmission of HIV, as we said earlier today, with the use of antiretroviral therapy. This can be 100% effective. So if we're not doing it, it's because we don't want to do it. But this is an urgent need, both because we need to do the right thing, but also the smart thing. We need to invest on health to make things happen. And at this conference, you will hear more, and I'm not going to take the thunder away from him, about Michel Sidibe's new initiative on behalf of UNAIDS to wrap up this notion of treatment as prevention and treatment simplification as part of the prevention revolution, which we hope will become one of the most significant emerging themes of this conference, over and above the human rights issue, which I'm sure Brigitte is going to address in more detail. So from my perspective, we have a serious problem with the political leadership globally, and we're here to fix it. Thank you. I'm going to move on to introduce my co-chair, Brigitte Schmidt. She is the 2010 local co-chair. She is the president of the Austrian AIDS Society and has the HIV department and outpatient clinic at the Otto Wagner Hospital in Vienna. Brigitte has been involved in issues related to HIV for a very long time, including HIV in pregnancy, elimination of HIV transmission in that setting, post-exposure prophylaxis, and in fact, she pioneered the immediate initiation of antiretroviral therapy for post-exposure prophylaxis and propagated its implementation throughout Austria. Brigitte.
Thank you, Julio.